Obviously, the big news this week is Kevin McHugh has been confirmed as manager. No big major surprise, but what's your take on the move?
I think it's good. You know, it was obviously a bit of a surprise to Darren Murphy's departure last week. You know, things looking a lot better for Van Harps at the moment than they had been, I suppose, towards the start of the season there. Look, I think it's Kevin's kind of record speaks for itself in terms of what he's done in the game. And, you know, when you look at the young squad that Harps have accumulated there for this season, you know, someone has experience, especially on the pitch. And, you know, when I was there, the last time I was there, my short stint there, Kevin was coming in and, you know, he was working with the strikers and he was doing a bit of the video analysis and stuff like that there. So, yeah, look, seeing from what he was doing then, and I'm sure that's even in a greater role now. So, yeah, I think Kevin at the moment is the right fit for the club, and he'll be looking to, I suppose, hit the ground running. And a big game on Friday night coming, Longford is home, could be a good place for him to start.
And obviously Kevin's taking on the senior role, but he's also in the short term still going to be heading up the academy, and he's got his job to look after as well. So listen, there's going to be a lot happening in the life of Kevin McHugh, but it seems to be he's the type of person that's all in with everything. So does Keith.
Yeah, Kevin's going to be a busy man if he has to juggle all that. I wouldn't envy his position now, but look, he's Van Harps through and through as well, and, you know, and he's been involved with the club and so many different roles, you know, over the years, you know, from players to academy to underage coaching to assistant manager and now and into the role as manager. So yeah, look, he likes to be busy, he likes to be involved, and it's going to be an interesting to see him, you know, having the final word. And to see how he will anything change, really, you know, compared to what Darren Murphy was doing. I thought Darren was, you know, a real calming influence. And just from my experience working with Kevin, he was more kind of the opposite. He liked to, you know, get people going, and, you know, he'll like to bang on the door if he has to, and, you know, bang on the table if needs be as well. And so, no, look, I think, as I say, it'll be an interesting few weeks if he, you know, once things settles down and he's got the role and he's got the reins and, you know, he's doing things totally his way, will we see much change in terms of shape, in terms of how they approach games, or will it just be much more of the same? But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Back-to-back ones, that Bray 5-0 victory was one that really kick-started it and sort of sent them in another direction over that period of time.
Yeah, it did. And I suppose, you know, you weren't really expecting that. It was just one of those nights where everything they were hitting was going in, and, you know, some great individual performances, and, you know, something like that really breeds confidence, I suppose, from where they were, you know, up to that. Like, everything can be a grind. Training can be a grind, you know, those getting on the bus to go to matches, away matches can be tough, but something like that can just lift the camp so much. And, you know, everything's a lot easier. As you're saying, going to training's easier. You know, everything's full of enthusiasm and confidence is huge in the game, and that's just kind of, I suppose, propelled them forward. And then backing it up last week down in Bray, down in Athlone, which is a tough place to go. Athlone, you know, have accumulated a great squad this year, but something is missing. They don't seem to be clicking. You know, individually, you look at their team sheet, and you would be thinking that they would be higher up and, you know, taking points, especially maybe home games. But not great. You know, Harps showing the resilience last week. You know, as I say, some great individual performances. You know, a few players making team of the week, the first division team of the week, which is great to see as well. So yeah, no, all positive at the minute. And you know, I suppose that breeds then a wee bit of anticipation. Longford coming to town, both teams on 7 points so far, and, you know, 1 point off that playoff spot. So yeah, it'll be an interesting game. Longford as well, kind of like Harps in a way, with a lot of young players. I was just looking through their squad there earlier, and, you know, everybody's in around the 20 mark, you know, some younger. So a young manager that they have themselves. So it'll be a difficult game for Harps come Friday night.
Going into this Longford game as well, we wish young Max Johnson all the best, picking up that injury early in the week. He's going to be out for a considerable amount of time, but the club will look after him. So we send good wishes to Max Johnson on his recovery. That Harps game is one of five games taking place this weekend. We have top against bottom with the leaders Dundalk going to UCD, Treaty play Kerry FC, Cove against Wexford, which is probably the game of the weekend in the first division. That's second v fourth, and Athlone Town playing host to Bray Wanderers. Jeremy Doherty will have live regular updates, by the way, from that Harps game against Longford on Friday night. Kickoff there is at 7:45. Let's dip into the Premier Division. Derry City back at home at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium against Cork City on Friday night, and looking to build on a couple of good results. They beat Sligo, and then they had that nil-all draw, which wasn't a bad result in Tallaght on Monday night against Shamrock Rovers. But with everything that was going on the pitch and indeed off it as well, a couple of good results now for Derry have them going on the right way into this Cork game, Keith.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, not where they would want to be in the table, you know, occupying seventh position than Cork, their opponents this weekend, just below them on eighth and haven't played a game less. But yeah, look, Derry, last time out, you know, a point in Tallaght is always a good result at any time of the season, you know, although Shamrock Rovers not set in the league alight themselves, you know, from where they would hope to have been. They picked up a red card last week, and they picked up a red card a few weeks before as well, you know, so a bit of indiscipline on the pitch is going to cost them, and maybe a bit of indiscipline off the pitch as well. But again, you know, things that if people aren't aware of what we're alluding to, you know, I think there was again just an incident or incidents where, you know, players were maybe enjoying themselves a bit too much. But on the positive side, we look at the results after that, and they've picked up a win and they've picked up a draw. You know, those type of events can sometimes galvanize the teams, and you know, and they can sort of set out their stall, but it's us against the world. And, you know, that seems to have worked for Tiernan Lynch and over the past few weeks. I suppose they have to thank their lucky stars as well, because goal scoring seems to be a bit of an issue for Derry at the minute. And, you know, Michael Duffy, you know, as long as he's staying fit and healthy, like, he's got four or five goals this year. So they'll be hoping for a bit of help from the others to chip in. You know, incident that we spoke about, the amount of money that they've spent and bringing in strikers and that, and experience and that. So he'll be hoping for a bit of a dig out on the goal scoring front from Friday night against Cork.
Yeah, interesting. The bottom four are all playing each other. Derry City obviously against Cork, they're seventh and eighth, and Bohemians ninth. Bottom of the table are Sligo Rovers. Bows are hosting Sligo, and if Sligo can get a result on the road there in Dublin, that would be a badly needed 3 points for them. So it would, that would lift them off the bottom of the table.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, I suppose just things aren't really going that well for Sligo either. They picked up a red card themselves, Kean Cavanagh getting sent off last week, which is a bit of a blow for them. You know, it was a big season for him to try and get his, you know, try and get his career really up and running after a plight of injuries. But look, I think it's another difficult game. Bo's struggling as well. You know, not where they would want to be. And, you know, I think it was a Derry game where they were making excuses about how the likes of Derry can go to the well and, you know, just kind of purchase whoever they want. But the likes of themselves and Sligo, you know, haven't really got that dimension to their budget. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. Look, we look at the squad that Bows have, and there's a lot of quality in there, and they've, you know, maybe they've done really well with their recruitment this season. So yeah, that'll be an interesting game, but it's one that, you know, Sligo have to get something out of. You think they don't want to be getting cut adrift, and when you look at the table, it kind of has that feel to it that they're really not going to be, you know, firing on all fronts and getting themselves higher up than they'd want to be.
No doubt the big game in Irish football this week is the Dublin battle of Pats against Shelburne. St. Pats the leaders, Shell's the defending champions, and they're not going to get much bigger, I think, than Stephen Kenny against Damien Duff at this stage of the year, Keith.
No, I think, I know, look, that's really a really mouthwatering tie. It's a really interesting game. You sort of kind of have the, for for me, it's kind of, you know, Kenny against Duff. It's kind of like, you know, the master against the student almost in that regard. You know, Kenny's experience in the league and his experience in football and winning at Dundalk and winning at Derry and, you know, now, you know, like firing off fronts with Pats and, you know, being top of the league. And, you know, Shells obviously, you know, have started really well also. And it'll be a really interesting tie. You know, Damien Duff, he's kind of like he's got a great interview in him, especially after the game. He calls it like it is. When they're good, he'll tell them they're good. When they're bad, he has no problem saying it either. So no, that'll be a great game. And you know, it could come the end of the season. Maybe obviously it's very early to call, but it could have a big say in where the league actually ends up this year.
Who's going to win that game?
Want to say Pats are going to win that game. Pats look really strong at the moment. They look just so comfortable and, you know, have such good players and a really good squad. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, if Shells do get something out of the game. But I just feel like Pats just are firing off fronts. They've got as I say, they've got a great squad, a great balance. They're playing some really good football. And just at home, I'd say they just might edge it.
Well, Galway are playing Shamrock Rovers as well. Who's going to win that one, Keith?
Tough one. Actually, it's just Galway are such a hard team to play against. You know, they're just so dogged, and you know, they've unearthed a goal scorer and Moses Dyer as well. You know, a Kiwi like a lad from New Zealand that only somebody like Ollie Horgan could go and find. You know, I'll be checking his passport to see when he was out there last. But look, I just think that they're just so well drilled, so well organized, and just things just don't seem to be working or going that smoothly for Rovers at the minute. You know, again, a few suspensions and things like that creeping in. I just think the expectancy with Rovers too, like you kind of have a squad that hasn't changed that much. You know, yes, you've had, you know, a few lads in and out, but you know, he's kind of got the same the nucleus of the squad is the same. Missing their goalkeeper, Ed McGinty got a red card against Derry last time out for a handball outside the box, which was in my eyes, a tough decision. I thought it was, well, just looking at the video, it didn't seem like, obviously we're not privy to the angles that we would have in the Premier League now in England and different countries, but it looked like a harsh call. But you know, the man on the spot, Paul McLaughlin, was able to issue a red, and he obviously saw a better angle than us. But yeah, look, it'll be a tough game as well. I'll go Galway. I'll go Galway on that one.
Okay, well, if Rovers were to win that game and Shells were to win their game against St Pat's, and your old club, Drogheda United, were to beat Waterford United, Drogheda would be back top of the table. How impressed have you been with your old club this season so far, Keith, finally?
I think they've been excellent. You know, I had my concerns at the start of the year, just at maybe the experience they were losing. You know, the likes of Foley and Deegan and, you know, those lads moving on, Dave Webster as well. You know, like those lads pretty much ran the dressing room, I would have felt. And you know, when you lose that, sometimes it can have a negative impact, and you know, younger players can maybe take their foot off the gas. But you know, all credit to Kevin Doherty, you know, for accumulating what he's done. And again, you know, he lost two lads in pre-season as well. That would have been Alecce, the defender, and the double name, barren name striker. It just is the names live me at the minute. But he scored in the cup final against Derry. So those were two. And I think he actually dropped out of the warm-up last week as well. So he was just making his way back. And you know, as game as will be out for another few maybe, but I just think I've been really impressed. I think the signings that they brought in, they seem to always just find a few diamonds. And you know, the young lads that he has in there have just been immense for him. And you know, all credit to them. They're there on merit. There's no, you know, you can maybe get a few results off a bit of luck, but no, fair play to them. They've been absolutely superb.
Douglas James Taylor, is that the player you're thinking of?
That's him. That's him. Your knowledge
There
just
you go.
stuns me. Oh,
Yeah.
for a Gaelic man, your knowledge is just gone.
I didn't want to interrupt you full flight there.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway.
Anytime.
Keith, good to catch up as always. Thanks for joining us, and We'll talk to you real soon.
Good man, Ashley. Cheers. Bye bye.